الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My respected listeners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Iman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity to be in the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a complete, perfect, easy to follow, natural deen which is sanctioned by Allah Rabbul Izzat, He Himself. With the grace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we commence our lesson number 23. We are summarizing the previous lessons. In this summary, we mention about the types of wahi. Wahi is divine protected revelation unto Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam from a divine source, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and mostly via Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam unto a divinely appointed person, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last and final Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Basically, we have two types of wahi, which we have discussed in detail in the previous lessons. Wahi matlu, which some scholars refer to as wahi jali also. Wahi matlu is often recited revelation, namely the Quran Kareem, because it is often recited. Two activities are constant and regular throughout the Muslim Ummah. One is recitation of Quran Kareem, and second is tawaf or the Kaaba. At any given time, somewhere, some Muslim is either making tawaf or reading Quran Kareem. The second type of wahi is wahi ghair matlu, or according to some scholars, they call it wahi khafi, referring to the ahadith, the sayings of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which have been compiled. And the scholars that compile the hadith, the sayings of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we term as muhaddiseen. They have classified, codified, categorized the sayings of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For example, there is the Hadith Qudsi. Hadith Qudsi means that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he mentions this saying, he says, Allah says. Then we have Hadith Mutawatir, Hadith Mashhur, Hadith Ahad, and various other types of Hadith. Hadith Mutawatir, for example, that saying of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the time it was said by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right up till its compilation, there were so many people narrating that hadith, that saying, that the possibility of error or falsification of that saying does not arise. After that, we mentioned there are various types of wahi mentioned in the Quran Kareem. For example, in the Quran Kareem, we are informed by Allah Rabbul Izzat that the ants during the time of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, they were inspired and they got wahi from Allah that they should go into their holes, for the army of Sulaiman alayhi salam is coming. Also, we mentioned that the bees, they are those who get wahi also. Via this wahi, they are informed how to make the honey. Also, we mentioned that a non-Nabi gets wahi. Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was inspired on various occasions in her life by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But because of receiving wahi, the ants do not become prophets, the bees do not become prophets, Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha does not become a prophet, and also the mother of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, she also received wahi according to the Quran al-Kareem, according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that she was inspired, put Hazrat Musa alayhi salam in a casket and let it flow along the riverside, and various other revelations which I mentioned previously. But because she got wahi, does not make her a Nabi, a prophet, or an apostle, or a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what differentiates this type of wahi from the wahi a Nabi gets, a wahi a Rasul gets? We mentioned that the wahi a Rasul or a Nabi gets is what we call that wahi which is masru, which has got a law behind it and has got a canon law behind it, has got legislation behind it, has got an injunction behind it, has got a command behind it, has got an order behind it. That type of wahi only a Nabi gets. The wahi received by the mother of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, these types of wahi, revelation, were not of the nature of injunction, order, canon law, legislative law. But the wahi received by a Nabi or a Rasul has got law behind it, has got injunctions behind it, has got orders to follow, has got a shariat which is formulated from that wahi. Thereafter, we mentioned that the wahi is divinely protected and to a divinely appointed person and from a divine source. The divine source, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The divinely appointed person, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which means that after the demise of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no other divinely appointed person. When there is no other divinely appointed person, then wahi, which is pertaining to injunctions and orders and formulating of a new shariat, does not come into existence any longer. Wahi, I mentioned, is divinely protected. The Quran-e-Kareem, which came to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the hadith, the sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are both divinely protected by Allah. He himself who mentions in the Quran Kareem that we indeed have sent down the revelation, and we indeed and definitely it is us who protect that revelation. The Quran, for example, is protected from many angles. The recitation of the Quran, the Qurra, the Qaris, those who are proficient and those who are experts in reciting the Quran, they protect the recitation of the Quran. The calligraphists, those katibs, those who are experts in writing the Quran in various forms and scripts and ways and styles, they protect the written word of the Quran Kareem by their expertise of calligraphy. The huffaz, the hafizes, they memorize the text of the Quran, and the Quran Kareem is the only divine scripture of that volume, 6,666 ayats, which has been, is, and will be learnt of verbatim by the Muslims. Those who learn it off are called hafizes, plural huffaz. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected the text of the Quran by hafizes, huffaz. The meaning and the interpretation, the tafsir of the Quran is protected by the ulama, the true scholars of Islam, who protect the meaning of the Quran Kareem. So we can see that the Quran Kareem is protected from every angle and from every aspect. A Muslim who is not a Qari, who is not a Hafiz, who is not a calligraphist, who is not an alim, who is just an ordinary Muslim, he himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, via a simple Muslim, protects the Quran also. How this is done is very simple. That if a person, a simple Muslim, goes to any corner of the world and performs his salah, and if someone has to ask him or her that why are you performing your salah, the reply will be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, wa aqimu salah, that established salat. So by any ordinary Muslim performing salah, the ayats of salah are protected. By any ordinary Muslim going for Hajj, the ayats of Hajj are protected. By any ordinary Muslim giving his zakah, the ayats of giving zakah are protected. Similarly, every ayat of the Quran which an ordinary Muslim brings into practical form, by bringing it into practical form, the Muslim protects that ayat indirectly. Subsequently, in the lessons after this, we mentioned the role and the purpose of the Nabi or the Rasul as defined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the Nabis, sent down the messengers, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the Rasuls. We mentioned that a Nabi, his role is to mention what is good and what is bad. If the whole world decides that an action is good, it does not make that action good. If the whole world decides that that action is bad, it does not make their action bad. Until we have got divine revelation to state that a particular action is good or a particular action is bad. So the role of a Nabi, a prophet, is to inform mankind, because a prophet is the link between the creator and the creation. So this link informs mankind that an action is good or an action is bad. Secondly, that just as a king has got messengers, and a king has got surrogates, and a king has got proclaimers, and a king has got people to go and inform his subjects of what are his orders, his injunctions, his commands, his rules and regulations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the King of Kings. And the Nabi, the Prophets, the Anbiya, the Messengers, the Apostles, they are the ones who have been deputized by the King, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to inform mankind of the injunctions of the King of Kings Allah, of the orders of the King of Kings Allah, of the rules and regulations which please the King of Kings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thirdly, that we are living in the world, so all the activities pertaining to the world, the Nabi, the Prophet, has come to inform us that how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also we as human beings, we want to know what is good and will earn us reward, and what is bad and will deserve punishment. So which action gives us reward? The Nabi, the Prophet, he is informed by Allah, and this information is given to mankind via the Prophet. So the Prophet tells the mankind that if you do this action, you will be rewarded, and if you execute this action, then you will be punished. We as human beings, we cannot determine this factor, which will give us reward and which action will give us punishment or deserve punishment. Secondly, there can be numerous ways of worshipping. So the Nabi, the Prophet, the Rasul, the Messenger, he informs mankind, and Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us how to execute the method of performance of a worship, how to perform the Hajj, how to keep the fast, how to make Salah, how to read the Quran, how to make zikr of Allah, how to do every action of us, of ours, to deal, to transact. If every action is done according to Sharia, according to the law of Islam, it will earn reward. But how to execute this action, and how to perform this action, how to rule, how to govern, how a political situation must be resolved, social problems, how they must be solved, our social activity, our economical policies, our political ideologies, everything has been elucidated, explained and expounded by the Shariat of Islam. If we follow it, we will be rewarded. But who informed us? That's the role of the Nabi, of the Prophet, to inform us about that. Then every individual on any part of the earth would like to know the qualities of his Creator. Who his Creator is, who Allah is, and what Allah does, and what Allah is doing for mankind. And these qualities and questions about Allah, the attributes of Allah, the attributes of our Creator. So the Nabi, the Prophet, the Messenger, the Rasul, informs mankind who his Creator is and how to reach his Creator via learning, studying, contemplating, deliberating over the qualities and attributes of his Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, we mentioned in the previous lessons that a Nabi or a Rasul does not have a private life, or when he is in privacy, this concept that when a Nabi or a Prophet, when he is in privacy, ceases to be a Prophet, is not a concept of the Ahle Sunnah wal Jamaat. A Nabi is a Nabi, whether in privacy, whether in private or in public, whether in battlefield or whether out of battlefield, whether he is in the masjid or outside the masjid, whether he is near his wives or away from his wives, in any situation, whether it is daylight or night, whether it is outside his room or inside his room, a Nabi remains a Nabi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to understand and also to practice deen according to the Sharia expounded by the Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jamaat. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.